You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
The cream of the crop!
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil. I'm joined in the studio by our full collective.
Actually, you can see all of us.
I can see you.
Yeah.
Matt, and so can our listeners.
Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So everyone
Matt
who
showed up.
Yeah, bought a new shirt just for the show.
Yeah, nice.
It's got giraffes on it. Yeah. Giraffes, the horses of the animal kingdom. And flamingos.
Well, people always commented on Ken's shirt last year, so
I'm bringing that one back. Don't worry.
You brought a change
for
of clothes.
For a future episode.
It'll make an appearance later.
Since we're recording on several different days, you're going to be seeing us in different outfits each time. This is Triviality Presents Bloodsport Season 2. If you joined us for the first season, there were some pretty crazy highs and lows, some nerve-wracking competition. Mm-hmm. Our winner was Dustin Resch last year, so it was a really fun
Congrats.
Time.
We see his wonderful artwork up in the corner here.
Yeah, there's
as you can see.
Jean-Claude. Is the Kumite. It's Frank Dukes mm-hmm. from Bloodsport. For those of you, we see it all the time in the crop. Really quick before we introduce our wonderful competitors, you never know what we look like. So I'm Neil. I'm the one talking right now. So this is what I look like. Mm-hmm. Matt was just talking. That's Ken.
No, don't do this.
No, that's Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing well. And Ken is here
doing
the live switching.
Yeah,
here.
I'm doing the live switching on this iPad.
So now you know what we look like. So just watch this over and over again to figure out what we look like.
We both wore hats, which is a problem,
yeah.
I think. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get close. But we do want to introduce sort of the mastermind behind Bloodsport, our friend and Patreon supporter, Ryan Clefkorn-Myers. How's it going?
First cut of the show. Here we go. Hey, it worked.
Hey, there
Hi.
He is.
I'm doing really well. I haven't spoken with most of any of you, at least in this fashion, since January. So yeah. It's good to be back. And
welcome
thanks
back.
For entertaining a second season of this. And I will thank you for that about a million times throughout all of this.
Well, we thank you. I mean, Ryan wrote all of these questions. We wanted to have a singular voice behind every question so that way that there was the same tone throughout, so it wasn't like
that's why we didn't write any questions.
That's
correct.
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
But the last
you guys will be absolutely sick by the end of this series of hearing for the phrases like best remembered for and all time and well known.
But Ryan, for those of you listening at home who don't know much about Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself, and as we're going to do today with all our competitors, either a fun fact or a boring fact.
Well, I'm Ryan. I work at the Wichita Art Museum. I think this might be the first time I've ever recorded an episode of Triviality not at the museum. I'm actually able to do it from home today. And I don't know. Everything about me is pretty boring overall. I got a dog recently, and the dog's pretty great.
That's nice. Fun. What kind of dog did you get?
He's like a Australian Shepherd Border Collie mix. His name is Huck. And he has a little blep. His tongue sticks out all the time.
Oh,
that's adorable.
It's cute. Tuck the mutt.
Well, Jeff, are you going to start your dog's Instagram anytime soon?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Yeah, we've all been waiting for it. So come on, get on that.
And for any sports fans out there, for the record, I do write questions and occasionally co-host for the Sports Trivia Face-Off, a podcast hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Bloodsport Season 1 competitor Aaron Barkley. So if you enjoy sports trivia, I recommend you check that out. It's a lot of fun.
Who had one of the most notable moments on that show, if I recall? When her cat.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah.
Down Aaron's the way. Cat is the star of Bloodsport Season 1.
Orange cat. Well, thank you, Ryan, for joining us and for putting this all together. We actually have some new categories this year, so we'll get into those later. But we want to introduce the competitors. So the first competitor that we're going to introduce is a cruiserweight champion. He's also from Illinois, and that is Gary Middleton. How's it going, Gary?
It's going well. Glad I got on. I appreciate you drawing my name.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, too.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we were really excited when we drew your name because we knew you really wanted to be on it, too. So we were lucky that we're like, all right, Gary's going to be pumped for this one.
Yeah, I gave it a very small chance, so this is good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We know you travel quite a bit, and you loved playing trivia in all different types of places. So tell the audience a little bit about you.
I kind of got started doing trivia 4 or so years ago when my wife said, hey, let's go to this local trivia night. And it started something that got a little out of control that she probably regrets right now. starting to listen to a lot of podcasts and geek bowls and things like that. Mm-hmm. But other than trivia and, like you said, travel, I have done quite a bit of travel for work. Canada, Japan, and a few other places, Europe. I like to play tennis, so I've always played a lot of tennis. Took probably 20 years off after college because I was so burned out, and started that up again. So that's been kind of a fun second hobby for me. So
great. And for those listeners that are at Wimbledon right now, Gary will be playing. So just check him out on the courts right after Bloodsport today, 6 hours ahead.
Yes, I have a busy day ahead of me.
And if any of our Bloodsport competitors throw the game, they will be fined for lack of competitiveness or whatever.
Yeah, whatever that rule is.
Yeah, good poll.
Yeah, Bernard Tomic.
We need
a
trophy.
He's a good guy from what I've heard.
We need a trophy now that I think about it. Wimbledon has a cool trophy, so we need one.
Yeah.
So our next competitor is coming to us from Philly, as we like to talk about it with her, Philadelphia. And that is our United States champion, Kiana Cutney. How's it going, Kiana?
It's going really well, you guys. How are you?
Doing really well. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those who haven't heard your previous episode.
Okay, a little bit about me. Been in Philly my whole life. I was actually, we had a 4th of July party here the other night, my husband and I, and the subject of potash came up, which I know that was...
I still don't know what that really is.
Sort of my thing on my January episode. And it was just, I kind of had like a bunch of people gathered around and we were just kind of, you know, talking about that, and people are like, how the heck do you know that? But I work for a nonprofit, new job since I last talked to you guys. We secure funding for churches and other places of worship nationwide. Really cool stuff that we're doing there. And I guess a fun fact about me, I have an entire wig room. So if you've ever watched like Schitt's Creek, I am Moira Rose.
Oh, I love that.
I have like 50 or 60 wigs.
Ken and I are huge fans of Schitt's Creek. And so is Jeff now.
Yeah, I like that show a lot. Yeah.
Perfect.
Me and Ken have been looking into getting a wig because our lack of follicles. Yeah,
it's not looking good. That's why we're the two wearing hats.
Yeah,
in this
room. So forever in Philly, we'll have to check out that room.
I will. Yes, I will be happy to show you around.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kiana.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So our next competitor is a cruiserweight champion, and that's going to be Jody Steele. How are you, Jody? And thank you for joining us today.
I'm good, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in a village in Rhode Island called Pasco, which is in a bigger town, but not very big. And lived in Massachusetts my whole life, just moved here last year, and always been a trivia nerd since the Brain Quest and Jeopardy days. And one day I looked at my podcast app and put in trivia, and there you guys were. So decided to leave the listen and just fell in love.
Still working.
Nice.
Yeah.
Algorithm's doing its job.
We're concerned that we were falling off.
the weird voodoo love potion that we did worked.
Yeah, that's right.
And what are you doing down in Texas?
I'm in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, geez.
I'm just testing. It is a competition.
Here, I'll pull up the graphic one more time. It says where she's from.
They're roughly the same in size, so we know you know your geography, Neil.
That's true. That's true. I know Rhode Island is much bigger than Texas. No, I'm just testing. What are you doing in Rhode Island right now?
Well, I'm in my living room, mm-hmm. but I work for a cable company. I won't say which one. Doing tech support over the phone, which is exactly what you think it's like, and get to talk to people from coast to coast, which is pretty nice. Get to interact with all different kinds of people.
That's a good spin on that. I agree.
Positive side, silver lining.
Maybe we'll have to join you for work one day and we'll just take the brunt of all the calls and you know, talk them in circles.
We'll wait until they say, can I speak to your manager? Then we'll put you on.
Yeah, we'll each be one manager above the other. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks again for having me.
Of course. We're really excited. Our next competitor, you might have heard on a Star Trek bonus episode. It's another Cruiserweight champion, and that's Aaron Hall. How's it going today, Aaron? Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm sort of hoping that episode got lost somewhere.
It was a brutal game.
Depths of space.
Yeah. It was. Aaron was such a great sport.
I believe it's still yet unpublished.
It is unpublished.
So you probably haven't heard him on that episode.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying it until it's released. So
go ahead and lose it. Just lose it.
Maybe we will. It was a very rough game, but Aaron was a great sport. He joined us last minute, and the questions were very hard. We had some audio difficulties, but he was a champ, and he stayed in there. But tell us a little bit about yourself, other than the fact that you enjoy Star Trek.
I'm an electrical engineer in Lincoln, Nebraska. I just work for myself, do, you know, contract engineering type stuff, design, embedded electronics type stuff. It's very boring. enjoy trivia type stuff. You know, go to the trivia nights like most, I suppose everybody here does. And, I suppose, sadly, I do a lot of, even my work related stuff, even in my free time. I like to, build a MAME cabinet, which is the old arcade emulators and the freestanding things. I don't know. You see them everywhere. But yeah, I like building stuff like that. And, you know, just playing video games even today, even though I'm way too old to be doing that.
You never grow out of
there's that. There's that granny that plays Skyrim and has a lot of followers on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Check her out.
There you go. There you go. I guess it's a matter of opinion. My wife has a different opinion.
Well, I certainly envy you and your building skills, because I couldn't make a birdhouse if the world was ending and it was my choice to save it. So, yeah.
And the birdhouse somehow factors into that?
That's the only thing I ever made. It was in school. It was a birdhouse, and it came out looking like it was already broken, even though I had spent hours on it.
Birds would rather be homeless
than
live in your birdhouse?
Shunned your home.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us, and we'll take you at your word that perhaps we will never release the Star Trek episode.
Oh, I would not be sad.
Well, thank you.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next competitor is also a Cruiserweight champion, and that's Kate Hagerman. How's it going, Kate?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Where are you coming to us from?
I am in Lansing, Michigan. I actually live in a small town called Bath, Michigan, which is not far. But my internet there is no good. So my sister generously lent me her office downtown. So, hey, Amy, thank you. Appreciate it.
Is it okay that the graphic still says Bath?
Yes,
we need to
that's
change
fine.
It on the fly.
Okay.
All right, Bath, Michigan, the town that nobody's ever heard of, but everybody probably should have. There's some important U.S. history there, but it's kind of sad. So we'll save that for another time.
Okay. Maybe we'll do a whole episode on Bath. Bath, mm-hmm. England, Bath, Michigan.
Yeah.
It'll be
yeah.
a two for the Star Trek episode.
We'll we do have the international bathtub races that we will be hosting here in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know that they are actually international, but that's
So what do you do out in Bath?
I am a high school chemistry teacher and a quiz bowl coach. So I'm used to actually asking the questions much more than answering the questions. And I don't know, fun fact about me is that the house we live in has been in my husband's family for 150 years.
Wow.
So my kids are the seventh generation to live there, which is kind of cool, which also means that I am a old house renovator expert.
Okay.
So
wow.
When we get to the questions about DIY and home improvement, that's where I'm going to kill it.
Ryan?
Ryan, there's a whole round on Bob Vila, right?
It's really weird. It's only a round of audio clues from this old house. It's
okay. Nice.
Perfect.
Is that the 16-gauge showdown?
It might be. Actually, right. Jeff, can you open the door? The Property Brothers are here?
No.
They're not.
So it's a false alarm.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
I would not hesitate to punch both of them.
Yeah. We don't have sound effects queued up.
We don't have sound effects. Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you very much, Kate, for joining us. And we're going to have to get some DIY advice from you at some point.
Awesome.
All right. Our next competitor is someone that Ryan was excited to have in the competition for his performances over at the Sports Trivia Face-Off, and that is Cruiserweight Champion Marcus Ellis. How's it going, Marcus?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We're excited to have you on the show. We haven't had a chance to have you on yet.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here. Thank you, first of all. Ryan is actually the first person, along with my roommate, to inform me that I was chosen. I didn't even know. I'm just going about my day, and then Ryan, like, all caps, messages me and goes, Marcus Ellis. And I was like, wait, what? What's happening? Why? Like, I thought I did something wrong. But, yeah.
I'm a dramatic.
You missed the AP bulletin we put out?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we sent an owl with a scroll, but it must not have gotten to you yet.
Ah, gotcha. My slider's closed, so.
Oh, okay.
So I live in Everett, Washington, which is about 20 minutes north of Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I work at Boeing. I've been at Boeing for about 8 years, and I also coach high school football. So that's basically what I do with most of my time. I, too, play video games, but I don't have a wife to yell at me for it. So I've got a Super Nintendo that I could literally reach out and touch right now. So
there might be some downtime later, so you might want to fire that up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess a fun fact is I have gotten to travel. In high school, I got to travel around the country and sing in jazz festivals in a choir.
That's
so
cool. Oh, nice.
How did I not know this?
Because I don't tell anybody. I retired, as far as I'm concerned. I'm done.
I appreciate you sharing that, because I was an athlete first, but then I also did theater and singing. So it's that sports.
Neil
artistic.
Also loves injuring the hell out of himself every time he performs in high school.
Yeah, see, that's so weird that I've said all these things and now people remember it because I forgot I said them. But yes, you're correct, Ryan. That is true. I've actually injured myself before this recording, so that means it's good luck. So we're on the right track.
Neil takes break a leg too seriously is all I'm hearing.
What else is new, Neil?
Yeah, that's true. I spilled cold brew all over a family member on the way from a family party today. So, and Ken said, of course you did. But we'd love to introduce our next contestant. He's actually a last-minute replacement. We had Jonathan Robbins was scheduled to be on the podcast from Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. He had a family emergency, and wasn't able to join us. But a friend of ours from the show, who was pulled as an alternate, Austin Keep, is joining us from Chicago. So he's a Cruiserweight champion, and we appreciate his support. How's it going, Austin?
Hello, Polished Turd reporting in. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you very much for joining us last minute. We really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Chicago, where it's currently 1,000 degrees. I work for the airline, so I travel quite a bit. And I just got back from Europe. I guess a fun fact is I went to Germany and back in the same day one weekend. So that was pretty crazy. After that, any flight is doable.
Sounds very not fun.
It's a lot of time on a plane.
A lot of movies, though, right, Austin?
Oh, yeah. I blew through pretty much the entire Oscar nomination list.
Nice.
What was your favorite?
Probably the favorite, ironically.
See, I was hoping that's what you were going to say in my head, but I didn't expect you to say it. So the fact that you said it makes me already love you.
Ryan, you got to think more of people.
It's okay. When I forget who introduced herself, said Rhode Island, I had to bite my tongue to not do the Linda Richmond coffee talk. Rhode Island, neither a road nor an island. Discuss.
Thank you. You saved me from doing the impression. Yeah. I've been trying to rack up those notches on that impression.
And thank you for having nothing better to do on a Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, yes, thank you for joining us and also for your Patreon support. And last but not least, we have one more competitor who is also a cruiserweight champion, and that is Amy Paul. How are you, Amy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us and for supporting the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am from the Woodlands, Texas, where I live with my husband and two boys, though currently I am in Maine visiting my sister, where it's 85 degrees and they don't have air conditioning, and I realize how much I love air conditioning. So if I pass out during the show, that's why. And I guess a fun fact about me is, not including this show, I have been on 4 game shows.
Wow. Oh, wow. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
Not including this show, I've been on 0 game shows.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone else? Jeff?
Nope.
Matt? No.
I believe that's a sum total for the room.
I was on the
room.
Sports Trivia Face-Off,
actually. Oh, nice.
It's true.
So I've been on.
Well, we hope the experience here, although it will be hot and sweaty, will be just as enjoyable as the others.
I'm sure it will.
At least you're not in this room.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Just thank your lucky stars that you're
very
not in
this hot
room.
In this room.
The Triviality Sweat Lodge continues.
The AC is at 67, but the internal temperature is 85.
If we do this again, we need to do a winter recording.
Yeah.
That's just because you guys are in it.
But you have AC, so that's good.
That's true. That's true. Well, we appreciate your support. We appreciate you telling us a little bit about yourself. So that concludes all of our competitors this year. So we have Austin Keep, Kiana Cutney, Jody Steele, Amy Paul, Marcus Ellis, Gary Middleton, Aaron Hall, and Kate Hagerman. And we heard from Ryan, our illustrious question writer and brainchild of Bloodsport. So Ryan, before we go from this intro episode 0, if we want to call it that, do you want to give anyone a hint of kind of what we're going to expect this year? Some of the same as last year, something new, something old, something new?
Something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah, we're going to keep some of the categories or formats, rather, that you guys enjoyed. And then we have some new ones coming our way as well to keep things a little fresh. So I'll just go ahead and say that I hope some of you are real quick to answer in a future episode.
And Ryan, can we just get a quick overview for those who didn't see it last year, like kind of how the whole game arc will be going?
Yeah, it's very much rooted in that reality competition style of television, where we will have players compete in some format of quizzing. The bottom two players of the week will then go to what we call the showdown. There will have 10 questions, and whoever comes out on the other side with the higher score is going to stay. And then we will sadly say goodbye to the contestant who does not win the showdown.
All right. Yeah. So it's single elimination. As Ryan said, there's showdowns. So there's going to be a little extra competition after each round. Mm-hmm. Some of the same categories from last year, you'll find out. But yeah, so you're going to tune in once a week. We're going to have these as bonus episodes, right, Jeff?
Yep.
This whole episode, this whole series is brought to us by Patreon, from all our Patreon supporters who are helping the show. So what can they do to help support the show if they like this and they like the other episodes that we do?
Yeah, if you want to support the show directly with a monthly contribution at any level, we'd be very appreciative. You can do that directly at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast, where in exchange for your contribution, you can earn great rewards and perks, which we're all very proud of. We get together, it seems, every week now. We're sending out things to fans who support the show, and we're very grateful for that. And also, we can be supported through our merchandise sales, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah. We got those t-shirts. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Our Triviality t-shirts.
Yeah, we have t-shirts. We have hoodies. We have a brand new t-shirt that we'll talk about in our premiere episode next week. And the folks at Inked and Screened, who is the supplier, they're also making some totes that people can have as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you can carry...
I'll get a tote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get some groceries in there.
That's true. Or just carry a tote around. Put everything in the tote.
Nice.
Yeah, anything can go in a tote, right?
Yeah.
I presume so.
Okay. I'm just going to keep saying tote. check those guys out over at Inked and Screened. We really appreciate all their help.
They're listeners of the show. They reached out to us, and it's been a good partnership for us so far. So mm-hmm. we're really happy to offer those, and tank tops and V-necks as well.
Nice.
So.
Mm-hmm. Muscle shirts.
Finally, something for me.
Well, we're getting Ken's deep V coming soon.
It's more of a scoop neck.
Special deep V. Yeah, special I'm a scoop neck guy.
thank you, everyone, for joining us this first introductory episode. You got to meet the competitors. Next week, they're going to be fighting to the death. Not really, but it's just fun to say. But hope you saw all of those beautiful faces. If you're watching on YouTube, mm-hmm. if you're just listening to the audio, then we hope you enjoy our voices and continue to listen that way. But
those are the lucky ones who don't have to see our faces.
True.
Right? Unless you want to know what we look like, because no. we're
that's
here.
Right. That's right. So we're available on YouTube, and we're available just on our normal podcast feed. So decide how you want to watch the show, listen to the show, and we hope you enjoy mm-hmm. it. For Ken, Matt, Jeff, Ryan, and all of our competitors, my name is Neil, and we'll see you next week for episode 1 of Bloodsport.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.